The Idaho State Department of Agriculture recently confirmed a case of anthrax in a southern Idaho cattle herd. Joining us on the PNW Ag Network hotline, Dr. Scott Libesley, Idaho State veterinarian. Dr. Libesley, thanks for joining us. So let us know, what exactly happened in Cache County?
What we found is we had several cattle on a single operation that were dying with no apparent symptoms. And fortunately, the referring veterinarian had the good sense to refer the producer to take one of the carcasses down to the Utah Veterinary Diagnostic Lab for additional examination. And what they found was the animal was presenting with signs internally as part of the postmortem exam of anthrax. And so anthrax is a bacteria. It's present throughout the world, and it exists largely as spores in the soil. And depending upon what part of the country you live in, this is a very common thing. So the Dakotas, North and South Dakota, have long since been identified as having periods of time where the spores will reanimate and may potentially affect livestock in the area. And so as a result, cattle producers, you know, in the northern part of the Midwest have incorporated anthrax prevention, specifically the vaccine, into their normal wellness programs. And they've largely remediated the problem. And so the recommendation for this producer and for any producer that lives near the affected area in Cache County is to talk with your veterinarian and see if incorporating the anthrax vaccine into your wellness program is a good move for you. The problem with anthrax is, Glenn, is you don't know when it's going to kind of rear up. It usually is precipitated by periods of drought and then with a little burst of precipitation, but there's really no way to know. And, you know, a lot of times we'll get questions about, well, are we able to test the soil? I mean, you can test the soil if you want, but it's of no value because you can't change out the dirt. You can't clean the soil from the spore. It's going to be there, and it's most likely been in this area of the country for decades. So what you do is you use a very effective vaccine that's been available for a long time and happens to be very inexpensive. And if you incorporate that as part of your normal wellness program with your cattle, then you've largely eliminated that risk.
So I think a lot of people, Dr. Libesley, hear anthrax, they think bioterror, they think something a lot bigger. So should we be worried as the general public?
So there is no concern for food safety for the consumers. So the animals that are affected were exposed not due to any type of bioterrorism event. This is a naturally occurring spore. And the other interesting thing is one animal that is affected by anthrax, it's not contagious to another animal. They don't spread it animal to animal. It's the animals that are, you know, consuming their feed off of the area of ground, you know, pasture that's emanating with the spores is what spreads it to multiple animals. So I think that the general community and certainly the food consumers that purchase these cattle and consume them on a regular basis have no reason to be concerned. And the efforts that the producer and the veterinarian have already made to vaccinate the herd and to do prophylactic treatment with antibiotics. And that's the other thing. I mean, the problem with anthrax is it can be very asymptomatic, so you don't know an animal's affected until it dies. But animals that are affected, the bacteria is very responsive to penicillin and tetracycline. So there are treatment options as well. But overall, I don't think there should be any concern by consumers in Idaho that buy these cattle. There's no threat to them acquiring the disease by consuming any of the meat. The only concern that we have for human health is if an individual perhaps does a postmortem on an animal that may have been affected. So once you open that carcass, that can become a source of contagious disease. And so anyone who does that is likely going to be contacted by the public health department. But in this case, it wasn't. And I think that the likelihood of this becoming a larger problem with proper precautions is very small. And I think for anyone who runs cattle in that area, you don't have to find new ground. You don't need to throw away your feed. You just need to talk with your veterinarian about timing an annual vaccination for anthrax, you know, administering that to your herd. And you've largely completely invalidate that risk to your herd?
Well, the bioterrorism thing was a big question. Thought someone may have done something maliciously. Absolutely not. It's known to exist, and previous detections of anthrax in Idaho have happened. It's been many years since we've had them, but this is not anything that is a new issue. It's just something that was just identified after I have not being found for a long time. The other issue is a lot of the producers in the area were concerned if they were at risk because of if it was in their feed. And the spore exists in the soil, and the only real way that feed would become a problem is if the timing is right. So let's say it was right now when the spore was being released in the last couple of weeks, and there was any kind of a flash flood that soaked or covered any of the feed stores in the soil that potentially has been is emanating with anthrax spores. So, which we haven't had. And I think as far as viability of the feed, it's fine. I think viability of the beef, they are fine. The asymptomatic animals, even the high risk ones that are exposed in this herd, have an excellent chance. And the veterinarian and the producer have already taken steps, and the quarantine, once they complete the entire protocol, it will be released immediately and they'll be on their way and everything should be just fine.
Dr. Scott Leibsley, Idaho State Veterinarian, thanks so much for joining us right here on PNWAG.net.